你好，我是 Monster， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂。首先我来朗读一遍，然后我们进行详尽的分解。 Here we go. Hello, I'm here to see Mr. Corleone. Right this way, sir. Charlie, what can I do for you? Mr. Corleone, I'm really sorry to trouble you, but I need your help. Anything for you, Charlie. Your father was like a brother to me. Well, sir, you see, this recession has hit me pretty hard. I lost my job, and I'm in a lot of debt.OK, very good, let's check out. 我们看所有的听力跟口语的一些秘诀。我们今天学的这个主题叫做 I'm in debt, 叫做我负债中，我身负债务当中。第一句话 Hello, I'm here to see Mr. Corleone. I'm here to see, 指的是我来找某个人。我们经常会口语化当中说 我来找某个人， I'm here to see someone. I'm here to see, 这个 to 在加速的时候弱化成的，因为前面 here 是元音结尾，后面接着 to 加速变成的，叫 here 的。 Hello, I'm here to see Mr. Corleone. Right this way, sir. 从这边走， right 就是就从这边走的意思，加强语气，相当于我们说的 this way please, right this way please, follow me in this way please, or step, S-T-E-P, step in this way please. Right this way, sir. Charlie, what can I do for you? 这时候见到了一个大佬，大佬说Charlie, what can I do for you? Can, 弱化成 can, add 变成 a, 连音 can I. What can I do for you? For 可以弱化成 for, you 也可以弱化成 ye, 变成 Charlie, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? 有什么可以帮到你的？ How can I help you? Is there anything I can do for you? What can I do for you? 都是同样的意思。然后对方说 Mr. Corleone,I'm really sorry to trouble you, but I need your help. 很抱歉打扰到您，但是我需要你的帮助。Mr. Corleone, I'm really sorry to trouble you. Sorry to, 这个 to 弱化成什么？我们刚刚有讲过，元音结尾后面的 to 可以弱化成的，叫 sorry 的。I'm really sorry to trouble you, but I need your help. But 跟 I 连音 ，but I need 跟 your 地加也发成 z， 叫 need your。Need your 加个儿化音 ，but I need your help, Mr. Corleone. I'm really sorry to trouble you, but I need your help. Anything for you? 任何事情都可以，就是 I can do anything for you. 什么事情都行。Charlie, your father was like a brother to me. 这句话什么意思？你父亲曾经跟我像亲兄弟一样。Your father was like a brother to me. To 弱化成的，因为 brother 是以元音结尾。Brother to me. Your father was like a brother to me. Your 弱化成也加个儿化音叫 your. Your father was like a brother to me. Anything for you, Charlie? Your father was like a brother to me. Well, sir, you see, this recession has hit me pretty hard. Hit me pretty hard 指的是给某人造就很大的 创伤重创。Recession 指的是经济萧条经济下行。那我们就讲 就好像我们讲的一个 economy is doing badly, 这个经济很糟糕。这个大萧条经济大萧条嘛 ,this recession has hit me pretty hard, 给我造成了很大的影响。I lost my job and I'm in a lot of debt. I am in a lot of debt, 意思是我负债累累，相当于 I'm in a heavy debt. 要记住 debt 那个 B is a silent letter, 是一个 silent B, 不发音的 B 叫 debt。负债累累 I lost my job and I'm in a lot of debt. Well, sir, you see, this recession has hit me pretty hard. I lost my job and I'm in a lot of debt. M 跟 in 叫 mean, in 跟 a 叫 I'm in a lot 跟 of 连 lot of 所以变成 and I'm in a lot of debt. 我们把这段重新来朗读一下 Hello,I'm here to see Mr. Corleone. Right this way, sir. Charlie, what can I do for you? Mr. Corleone, I'm really sorry to trouble you, but I need your help. Anything for you, Charlie? Your father was like a brother to me. Well, sir, you see, this recession has hit me pretty hard. I lost my job, and I'm in a lot of debt. Okay, 这是我们今天讲的内容。当然，如果想要跟 Monster 系统的提升听力跟口语，请你可以参加我21天听力口语挑战计划。这是一个完全免费的公益活动。21天挑战，21个主题，带你倾听和分析数百页的口语材料。 每一节课一个多小时，全程的干货，很轻松的一个月打通你的听力跟口语。如果你想要免费获得这个课程，请立刻关注微信公众号学豆英语，学习的学，豆子的豆，关注之后会立刻推送一个微信群给你，加入群，扫码进群就可以免费学习我21天听力口语挑战。 So see you next time guys.